Chief Executive of the Celtic FC Foundation, Tony Hamilton. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Great to chat to you. You flew into Derry last night for the Hoddle Up Errigal event. How's the landing?
It was okay. I flew out to the local airport in Donegal.
Oh, you went to... fantastic, Donegal Airport.
Yep, I've done that a couple of times. We were here for an event for John Kennedy a few years ago, so I'm staying quite local, so it's been good so far.
You could have just jumped out the plane onto the top of Errigal, save you the effort.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in Donegal 100 times, and this is the first time I've seen it. It's not raining, so long may that continue today.
Superb. Now, this Hoddle Up Errigal event, we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to just talk a little bit about the Celtic FC Foundation, because it's a very interesting setup. What does the foundation do?
I think there'll be a lot of people, there'll be a lot of your listeners in Ireland who are familiar with the Celtic story, and as much as the football club was formed in the late 19th century by an Irish Maris brother, because there was a need in the east end of Glasgow. And I think if you fast forward 130 years, while life has moved on for many of us, that need, you know, it certainly still exists, and it may have evolved, but, you know, things haven't changed a great deal for a big part of the population. So effectively, we're carrying on the work of the football club's founding fathers, and we're trying to make a difference to people's lives.
Because there's much more to a football club than just 11 fellas going out on a Saturday afternoon and kicking a ball around, isn't there? It's what it means to people, it's what it means to the community, it's what positivity can bring.
Yeah, I think it's important for us that we're in this for the right reasons. We're not in it for, you know, for headlines. We're in it because it's part of our DNA. It's, you know, it's who we are. It's why the football club was formed. It's very important for us that we play an active part in the community. We don't necessarily talk about corporate social responsibility, but we're out there trying to make a difference. And we can only do that because we get the support from so many different parts of the population, and Celtic is a worldwide football club. It's a worldwide brand, if you like. And we've got a lot of support in various parts of the world, and that allows us to be able to go and try and help people.
And there is that special connection with Donegal and perhaps West Donegal particularly.
Yeah, there is. And I think that if you look at the support that we have from Ireland, you know, we've got a massive support in Northern Ireland, but we've got a huge support across Donegal here, and it's very, very widespread area, as you know. So I think that we've got a lot of people who go to Celtic Park every 2 weeks, who make the journey into, you know, European games, who will go to some away games, and it's fantastic that some of them have got together around this Hoddle Up Errigal event, and they've chosen us as one of three beneficiaries today.
Right, the Errigal is being attempted a little later. Are you going to have a go at that, Tony?
I'm going to have a go at standing at the bottom of it. I think I'll be really good at that, Greg, to be honest with you.
They need support as well, cheering them on, I suppose, as they go. It's a fantastic series of events over the course of the next day. Today and tomorrow. Of course, we talked last week about it as well, and it's great to see the Celtic ambassador, Jay Beattie, coming over as well. Give us some of the highlights, Tony. Do you have the agenda in front of you, do you?
No, I don't, but I'm quite familiar with it. There was a welcome event last night. I spoke to one of the organisers at the foot of the mountain this morning. And they've already raised sort of significant funds. There's another event in Tack Jack tonight, and there's a Q&A tomorrow night as a Celtic thing. And John Fallon, who was on the bench in Lisbon, and Charlie Gallagher, who was part of that Celtic 16-man Lisbon line squad, are both in Donegal, and they're attending those events tonight and tomorrow. So you know, it's good fun for the Celtic supporters across Donegal.
All right. Before we let you go, how do you think the club stands at the moment? New manager in charge, European football to look forward to, Rangers are back in the top flight?
I think, you know, purely as a supporter, I think this is a really exciting time at Celtic. You know, we're halfway to 10 in a row. That's the view of the fans. The football's been really, really good. We're back in the UEFA Champions League. I think we had close to 57,000 people last week for Aberdeen. The mood's good. The club is really well run. And there are exciting times ahead, I think, for Celtic.
All right, Tony, enjoy your stay in Donegal. Try and get a little bit further up than the bottom of Errigal,
will
you?
I'm going to try and do the first 30 yards.
Good
just
man.
For you.
That'll do. Cheers, Tony. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
All right,
much.
Take care of yourself. That is Tony Hamilton there, who's the chief executive of the Celtic FC Foundation. Fair play to all involved, because there's a number of organisations, not least the Celtic Foundation, which does great work, the Donegal Hospice, Skullconnell Bunbeg Autism Unit, all set to benefit from this fundraising over the course of the next 2 days. Just to recap, there was a welcome event last night in Chack Jack, which I believe went very well. The Huddle Up Errigal, 12 p.m. today, that's noon. Tonight, Gary Lawler, Chack Jack band on, and a raffle too. The band's on at 10, a raffle of a Celtic jersey, tickets to Celtic v Hearts, and an auction of Donegal and Mayo signed jerseys. And then tomorrow, 12 p.m. till 4 p.m, there's a seven-a-side soccer tournament at Gwydor United. So hopefully everyone enjoys that. It should be great. And as I say, it's good to see Jay Beattie over offering his support as the Celtic ambassador.